At Camp Pendleton in Southern California, military prosecutors started laying out their case against 7 Marines and a Navy corpsman. The men are charged with kidnapping and murdering an Iraqi man in April. Prosecutors say the victim was dragged from his home and shot in the village of Hamdaniya outside Baghdad. Today, the military held hearings for 2 of the defendants to decide whether they should face courts-martial. NPR's John McChesney joins us from Camp Pendleton. And John, tell us about these first 2 hearings today.
Well, Melissa, these are the equivalent of grand jury investigative hearings in civilian jurisprudence. And today's involved the first 2 to be brought up, Private First Class John Jodka and Corporal Marshall Majinkalda. And they're charged with the murder of 52-year-old Hashim Ibrahim Awad on April 26th in the village of Hamdaniya, which is a Sunni stronghold west of Baghdad. The story that's emerged, based partly on Iraqi witnesses, alleges that they broke into Awad's house, bound him, dragged him out of the house, shot him 14 times, put him in a hole, stole a shovel then and an AK-47 rifle, put those in the hole with him, and then later said he was planting a bomb when they shot him. They're also charged with conspiracy to commit murder, housebreaking, and theft. They could have faced the death penalty, but today the prosecutor said he thought in Jodka's case, at least, that would be inappropriate, and that may signal that the government is not going to seek the death penalty in any of these cases.
Now, what's the response from defense lawyers to these charges?
Well, the defense lawyers have been very aggressive in this case, saying that the prosecutors had convicted the men before their day in court. They've said that the confessions gathered from the Marines were coerced by investigators. In fact, one of the defense lawyers today said, if you take away these statements, which they say were coerced, the government simply has nothing. He also said, this was John Cassis, who's the defense lawyer for Jodka. He said they had tried to reach these Iraqi witnesses who had made the accusations. They could not reach them, and that Jodka therefore cannot face his accusers. There's no DNA evidence, and the body was so decomposed they couldn't even tell whether the hands were bound. Both sides in both hearings today have agreed not to call any witnesses. That means that for all purposes, these hearings are over. And the reason this is happening is that both sides think that these statements by the Iraqis and the participants are so inflammatory that they would pollute any potential jury pool. So they have both agreed to sit on that and not have a public kind of hearing where all these statements would be read into the record.
Now, if this does go forward to court-martial, what other evidence have prosecutors said they might use?
Well, as I say, they have statements from all these participants, and some of them the government calls confessions. The defense comes back and says, no, they're not confessions, they're simply statements that were coerced. They also have the statements from Iraqi witnesses in the village who first brought this matter to the U.S. government's attention. And they have a video, which was made by one of the participants in the event, and that video apparently provides evidence that this incident happened, as the government alleges.
Now, there are 6 other servicemen who've also been charged in this case. What's ahead for them?
Well, they'll all have Article 32 hearings. If today's any example, there won't be much detail coming out on those hearings. They're scattered out over the month of September and October, and then the convening authority, the general in charge here, will decide whether or not they should go to court-martial.
NPR's John McChesney reporting from Camp Pendleton, California. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.